Rope Bridge. From the bench, we overlook the pasture and below it the long valley and slow slope up the facing hills. One man trying to guide a younger one through the wild terrain of his life. But first, he had to gain my trust. So, Richard let me read his lamentations, his version of sacred elegy, the morning, whose only comfort is the act of mourning. Richard knew he was no poet, and made no claims for his verses, except their feeling, the strength of his love. And it was along that bridge, ropes swaying above the chasm and torrents crashing far below, that I stepped out, depths meeting depths.